So I'm here with Davo after an away win in the league, 8-1 at Barton Rovers. Hard to find a starting question, really, but sum up the game in your words, I suppose.
Well, it's a phenomenal evening for us, isn't it? I mean, the issues that we had getting there, I mean, we didn't have seven of the lads didn't turn up until 7:40 because of a massive accident on the M25. So we lads got there, as I said, seven of the starting lineup got there at that time. We trained, ran out, warmed up, all fully kitted up and started at 8 o'clock, delayed 15 minutes, no warm-up, and just went at them like an absolute steam train. I mean, I can't put into words what a fantastic performance it was and what a great result for us.
And I think it's probably fair to say that the reason you scored two or three quick goals in the first half really was because of the pressing. Your front three looked as though they were pressing extremely high, and it worked.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we didn't have Simba today. He's our captain, our top scorer, and our top scorers in the league almost. And yeah, we were without him, so we played Chalky up front, and the lad was absolutely fantastic. Brought Frenchie in, who you know, he's a good player. He's missed. He's you know, been dropped from the team or rested from the team. As I said a few weeks ago, we're going to need to chop and change the team at times, and Frenchie knows that, and he's taken that on the chin, and he's come in today, and I thought Frenchie was brilliant. I really do want to single out some praise for him today, as well as obviously Chalky for the goals he scored, and Rob Carr. But yeah, the front three were fantastic. But I also, it wasn't just the front three's pressing. I mean, the two fullbacks, you know, you never see them so high, have you? I mean, we were absolutely swarming all over them, and I'm sure that, you know, they've probably had better days themselves and as a team, and once we got on top of them, they folded a little bit. So it's not, yeah, I don't want to go overboard about it, but let's be honest, we've won one game away from home. Lads have turned up and straight out for a warm-up and kicking off, essentially, and we've absolutely romped them 8-1. It's fantastic for us.
And I wanted to pick up on your point around Chalky. Obviously, Simba was injured tonight, and he's come in, and he's got the club a first-half hat-trick. I mean, it couldn't have gone any better from that perspective, surely.
Yeah, Chalky's a good player. I mean, he's not, I don't think he's hit the heights this season as he, you know, as he has in previous seasons. He'll probably own up to that. We've moved his position around a little bit, so that's probably, you know, our fault, but I mean, even today, he's not playing in his sort of natural position. He's playing as a lone striker, and he's caused them untold amounts of problems, hasn't he? His movement was phenomenal. His touch was great. The quality of his finishing was superb. And, yeah, really pleased for him. You know, he works hard. He's a smashing lad. I've got an immense amount of time for him, and I'm delighted he's popped up with four goals and taken home a match ball.
And you must be delighted with the way that the team have performed since the start of the year. It seems as though there's been a real turnaround. Obviously, you've picked up your first two away wins, as you've alluded to. You got a great result against Rushden on Saturday, and there's been some other very good performances since the turn of the year. And you must be thinking that things are looking up and the development is really starting to take effect.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about the development. We've pushed on as a team. We're developing. I think we're going to only get better. And yeah, I'm very, very pleased with how things are going. You know, a result like this will make people stand up and take notice. I'm sure people will probably think they've had two or three sent off or something, but it wasn't. It was just pure electric football at times. You know, we moved the ball, we pressed, we played ever so well. So yeah, very pleased with how it's going. Delighted with the result. You know, slightly shell-shocked myself, to be honest. To score eight goals, to win away from home like that against a side which are, you know, a decent side. They were tipped to do well at the start of the season. They've got some good experienced players. You know, they just signed a lad, Nolan, who I've played against before when he was at King's Lynn, and you know, he's been about. He's a good player. They're by no means mugs, so you know, it's a fantastic result.
And without putting a damper on it in any way, obviously you've got a tough game on Saturday in terms of going to Chalfont. And whilst I'm sure the lads are full of confidence and buzzing tonight, I suppose the tensions will turn to that from tomorrow onwards.
Yeah, Chalfont, you know, we look forward to that. They're a good club. I've got a lot of time for the manager. He's a good guy, and they've got some very good players. They're as good as anything going forward, I thought. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. You know, we're looking forward to it. Every game, we take every game as seriously as the other. You know, I saw something farcical from Rushden saying that, you know, how's the manager going to motivate them now we've played Real Madrid? I mean, firstly, that's a ridiculous statement. And secondly, well, I think we motivated him all right today.
And yeah, absolutely. And then I suppose in terms of looking at Barton, and as delighted as you will be, there's an element you've been on the other end of a scoreline at Ware this season, and it's hard to take when you're on the other end of that. And I suppose they need to pick themselves up and carry on, as you said, they're no mugs.
Yeah, they do, and you know, I've got a lot of time for their management as well. You know, they were very good at the start of the game. We were struggling to get there, and you know, delayed the kick off, and you know, unfortunately our physio got stuck up in it and couldn't make it as well in the end. So they offered to help with that, although we had someone doing the bar. But if anything, you know, a bit more serious happened, you know, they were on hand. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure they'll pick themselves up. They've got to come back to our place. They'll be looking for revenge. You know, their away record's a lot better than their home record, funnily enough. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a different game when we play them again.
Well, massive congratulations on tonight. I think it's the first time in the club's history that they've won 8-1 away from home, certainly in the Southern League. And best of luck for your preparations going into Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, mate. And, you know, one final well done to my lads. You know, the fact that they've made it through some horrific traffic. And as I said, as I always say, you know, they don't get paid for it. They make their own way there on their own expense. And, you know, I hope the lads get home safe, and we'll be looking forward to training hard, ready for Trailfont and another tough trip.
Best of luck, mate.
Cheers, mate.